英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world.
Hello, good morning, everybody. 大家好，这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声。现在为您播出的是英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。在昨天的节目中啊，这个同事啊，由于呢啊，这个对薪水不满意是吧 ？Because of a dissatisfying salary， 而且呢和其他的同事啊相处的不是很愉快，所以呢要 quit the job， 要辞职。那 Shirley 呢给了他一些建议啊，从而呢使得他呢可以 move on。好，接下来呢让我们进入今天的节目时间。今天为大家准备的话题呢依然是发生在 office 这样一个地点当中的话题四 ，topic four。Standards, qualities, and characteristics. 标准、质量和特色。那今天呢是一段小文章啊，非常精炼的小文章。那么说到这个标准、质量和特色呢，啊，这肯定是我们要谈到这个工作的质量问题了。那么随着咱们经济全球化的发展，是吧，我们所有的不同的机构也罢，是吧，公司也罢，工厂也罢，那么生产出来的有形产品和无形产品呢，啊，我们说这个产品和市场的差异啊是逐渐的在减小，那么企业的信誉呢啊也显得尤为的重要。那么这不仅展现出啊一个企业一个公司最突出的优势，是吧，啊，那么也是奠定企业最坚实的基础，是吧，还造就了企业最核心的资本。所以说这个 standards 标准 qualities 质量还有 characteristics 特色都是对一个企业来讲是非常重要的。那么究竟重要到何种程度呢，哎，请听今天的课文。
Topic 4 Standards, qualities, characteristics. As the differences in products and markets shrink,The professional world is fast becoming one that is defined by the standards, qualities, and characteristics that exist in each company. This professional image is important and must be protected as according to the company's stated bylaws. This occupational image is usually what sets apart a great company from a mediocre one. Reputation is everything. These are built on several key components. An important one is an efficient managerial system that maintains a strict code of professional ethics. If a business leader gives his or her word, this should cement him or her to the deal. Another is the idea of communication. This means being able to communicate with fellow team members at work, as well as with customers to provide the best service possible. Occupational quality is something that comes over time,As trust is built, part of this trust comes from the quality of the service. A customer that respects the producer will respect the product. It involves a reputation of equality, especially in seeking common ground while accepting the existing difference. Compromise is an important part of building a successful reputation. Professional image is not only in how you treat your customers, but also in how you treat your employees.These people are the face of the company and reflect the image the company is trying to put forward. A happy worker is a productive worker. Each of these is important, and a balance with other business skills must be maintained.
您看呢，今天的课文当中啊，讲到了对于任何企业来讲，是吧？信誉就是一切。它关乎着整个企业的生死存亡，是吧？信誉呢，由高效的管理体系与顾客和同一个团队当中的成员呢，是进行沟通和交流啊，包括妥协，是不是？等等重要的组成部分呢，啊，构成了这个信誉。那么当然说企业的信誉度呢还能够提升自身的专业形象。好，接下来呢我们就看一看今天在咱们这个 standards, qualities and characteristics 啊这个专题课文当中所学到的重点单词。第一个单词 component 是部分啊组成部分成分的意思。课文当中有这样一句话说 ,these are built on several key components. 那么这个东西这些个东西啊它是由几个关键的部分构成 are built, 啊被构成被建筑建筑在什么上面呢 on several key components. Key 是关键的，不是钥匙的意思，这里引申为关键的意思，关键的组成部分 component 组成部分啊，成分组成部分。比如说我们说空军是国防的重要组成部分， Air Force is an important component of national defense 啊，空军是国防的主要的重要的组成部分 components right啊，这个生日了是吧？啊，蒋老师呢准备了一个生日蛋糕是吧？给大家，突然一下啊，这个蛋糕呢突然这个飞起来了，是不是啊？奶油呢溅到这个所有人的这个脸上。原来呢，蒋老师买的是一个整蛊蛋糕，所以呢，这个蒋老师在解释的时候就要说，哇、哦、，surprise is a component of my gift， 什么意思呢？那么我的礼物的一个重要组成部分呢，就是让大家惊喜一下 ，right？ Surprise is a main component of my gift。OK， 那么当然呢 ，component 做名词呢啊，更有元件和零部件的意思啊。比如说 ，those are the components of this engine， 那些啊就是这个发动机的一些部件 ，right？ 啊，这个都是 components 这个单词一定要记住哦。好，接下来呢，我们看一看下面一个重点单词，那就是 compromise。compromise 的意思是妥协。Compromise 妥协。那么在今天的课文当中有这样一句话说 ，Compromise is an important part of building a successful reputation。什么意思呢？说这个妥协是一个重要的组成部分，对于什么呢？对于一个成功的信誉来讲 ，reputation 信誉啊 ，successful reputation 成功的建立一个这样的一个信誉来讲的话，其中一个重要的构成部分、组成部分就是 compromise， 妥协。那么妥协 compromise 名词，折中、妥协。我们造一个句子哈 ，I hope we shall come to a compromise。我希望呢我们能够达成一致啊，我们能够达成妥协 right make compromise with somebody 是和某人达到妥协，达成妥协 with somebody he doesn't want to make compromise with him 他不想和他妥协 right compromise 名词妥协，当然呢也可以做动词表示妥协让步 right 啊 compromise with somebody 也可以直接做动词表示什么呢，和某人妥协的意思 right 这是第二个重点单词 compromise。 好，接下来呢我们来看一看今天的重点词组 put forward or put something forward， 把什么什么东西放到前面，往前放，哎，到底是什么意思呢？来看一看我们今天的课文当中的这句例句哈。These people are the face of the company and reflect the image the company is trying to put forward。 什么意思呢？这些人是公司的门面，他们反映了公司所要展现的形象 right 啊 reflect the image the company is trying to put forward， 那么也就是说 the company is trying to put forward the image right， 那么这个地方 put forward 是展示展现，把什么什么东西放到了前面，那么目的也就是要 show them， 要展示他们，所以说 put something forward or put forward something 的意思是展示展现什么什么东西。 Hey just put forward your argument， 哎、hey, 把你的这个观点这个告诉大家吧，展示出来吧 right， Hey just put forward your plan 啊，展示出你的计划出来吧。 Hey come on just put forward your suggestion，什么意思呢？啊，把你的这个建议展示出来吧，都是这个 put forward， right？ 展示啊，展现，一定要记住啊 ，put forward。好，接下来的时间呢，啊，已经不多了，我们赶紧来总结一下今天的功能性句型，有关于一个产品的标准、质量以及特色。第一句话，随着产品和市场差异的减小，专业领域正迅速地发展为一个由每家公司的标准、质量和特色所限定的领域。哇，好拗口啊，是不是？那这句话呢，不过呢是五星级的句子哈，非常专业。 OK， 怎么说的呢？ As the difference in products and markets shrink， The professional world is fast becoming one that is defined by the standards, qualities, and characteristics that exist in each company.啊，专业领域就是啊一个什么呢？由每家公司的标准、质量和特色所限定的这样的一个领域，叫做专业领域啊。看看咱们的听众朋友能不能够看懂啊，听懂。好，那么看一看我们第二个功能性句型，专业品质是随着信任感的建立而慢慢形成的。Occupational quality is something that comes over time as trust.Is built. 那专业品质啊，专业品质呢是随着信任感啊这个的建立而慢慢形成的，是不是？是 comes over time as trust is built. 那么呢，随着这个信任感的建立而慢慢形成的呢，就是这个 occupational quality.Right? 那这就是信誉所带来的无形资产，那这也是为什么这个公司一直要把这个信誉度要摆在非常重要的位置的原因了。好，那么接下来我们看第三个 functional sentence。 那么说呀，这个员工是公司的根基之所在，所以呢专业形象的建立和员工们也是分不开的，所以说呢又来了我们第三个专业句型啊，功能性句型。 Professional image is not only in how you treat your customers but also in how you treat your employees。 专业形象不仅仅体现在如何对待客户，还体现在如何对待员工上面。哎，这句话啊也是非常的这个时髦啊。那么现在呢，一个专业的一个非常好的公司不仅仅要对自己的客户要非常的负责任，那当然同时也要对待自己的员工也要非常负责任，因为只有对自己的员工负责任，那么我们的员工才能啊上下齐心对我们的客户负责任。所以这句话呢，蒋老师决定再读一遍，怎么说的呢？ Professional image is not only in how you treat your customers,But also in how you treat your employees. 好，那么接下来呢，我们再来听遍今天的课文录音啊，仔细的来体会体会啊，我们今天所学到的这么多重点内容以及我们的专业知识。OK, here we go.
Topic 4. Standards, Qualities, Characteristics.As the differences in products and markets shrink, the professional world is fast becoming one that is defined by the standards, qualities, and characteristics that exist in each company. This professional image is important and must be protected as according to the company's stated bylaws. This occupational image is usually what sets apart a great company from a mediocre one. Reputation is everything.These are built on several key components. An important one is an efficient managerial system that maintains a strict code of professional ethics. If a business leader gives his or her word, this should cement him or her to the deal. Another is the idea of communication. This means being able to communicate with fellow team members at work as well as with customers to provide the best service possible.Occupational quality is something that comes over time as trust is built. Part of this trust comes from the quality of the service. A customer that respects the producer will respect the product. It involves a reputation of equality, especially in seeking common ground while accepting the existing difference. Compromise is an important part of building a successful reputation. Professional image is not only in how you treat your customers,but also in how you treat your employees. These people are the face of the company and reflect the image the company is trying to put forward. A happy worker is a productive worker. Each of these is important, and a balance with other business skills must be maintained.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声英语大赢家。今天呢，我们的特别任务呢，还是要来学习一下虚拟语气。 那么我们上一讲讲语法的时候啊，讲到这个虚拟语气和条件状语的区别，那么正是因为这种区别，所以呢也就导致虚拟语气在格式上面也和条件状语从句以及别的什么被动语态呀、什么现在完成进行时等等等等不一样。虚拟语气有专门属于虚拟语气的格式和形式，那么主要体现在谓语动词上面。那么不仅仅是主句的谓语动词，同时也包括从句的谓语动词。那么虚拟语气简单的来讲呢，就是啊有三种主要的格式，也就是第一，和过去相反啊，虚拟语气的从句应该谓语动词是什么样子的，主句应该是什么样子的啊，这是第一种，和过去相反。第二种呢，与现在相反。第三种呢，与将来相反。那么在今天这个教材里面讲到的呢，就是与过去相反。从句使用过去完成式 had done， 主句呢要用 would have done 的形式来啊。这个韩信江兵多多益善呢、赶紧看一看我们今天课文当中给出的这些例句啊，争取做到要句句脱口而出。好，接下来的时间呢，共同进入行业英语每日一句。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都可以。
欢迎进入行业英语每日一句。那今天呢，姜老师会继续为我们所有的公务员的听众朋友送上这样一句话，同样还是延续我们昨天的这句话，是吧？啊，约时间，您能安排一个单独会谈吗？啊，我们准备和您啊单独会谈一次。哎，这句话怎么说呢？ Would you like 能吗？您 to arrange 安排 for 为了一个什么安排呢？Personal interview， 单独的见面，单独的会谈。那么连起来呢，就是 Would you like to arrange for personal interview？ 你能安排一个单独会谈吗？ Would you like to arrange for personal interview？ OK， for the final time， 那最后一次，姜老师呢再把这句话读一遍。你能够安排一个单独会谈吗？Would you like to arrange for a personal interview? 好，今天的节目就到这个地方，明天同一时间同一频率，姜涛老师和您不见不散。